Chapter 4. But as Soapy put his foot inside the restaurant door, the head waiter saw his broken old shoes and the torn clothes. Strong and ready hands turned Soapy around and moved him quietly and quickly outside again. Soapy turned off Broadway. This easy, this most desirable way to the island was not to be his. He must think of some other way of getting there. At a corner of 6th Avenue, there was a shop with a wide glass window. Soapy picked up a big stone and threw it through the glass. People came running around the corner. A cop was the first among them. Soapy stood still, and he smiled when he saw the cop. "Where's the man that did that?" asked the cop. "Don't you think that I might have done it?" said Soapy. He was happy. What he wanted was coming toward him. But the cop's mind would not consider Soapy. Men who break windows do not stop there to talk to the cops. They run away as fast as they can. The cop saw a man further along the street running. He ran after him. Soapy felt sick at heart and walked away. He had failed 2 times.